Kung hinuhulugan ninyo ang inyong utang sa bangko na ginamit ninyo upang bayaran ang inyong bahay, narito ang ilang payo upang mapabilis ang pagtatapos ng inyong utang sa bangko. Maaari kayong makatipid ng ilang libong dolyar kung susundin ninyo ang payo ng aming panauhin na kakausapin namin sa telepono si Jerome Balagtas, Executive Director ng One Solution Group na may 16 na taong karanasan sa accounting, finance at banking industry. Magandang umaga, Jerome.
Magandang umaga, Louie. Kumusta na?
Mabuti. Ano yung unang dapat gawin ng mga may utang sa bangko para mapadaling bayaran ang kanilang tirahan?
Well, kailangan i-assess nila yung sitwasyon nila. Most of the time, pag nagka-mortgage ng mga tao, nakakalimutan na nila. So, it's always good to review, okay? Currently, mababa yung mga interest rates, pero madami na din competition within the lending market. Kaya minsan, yung interest rate kala nila mababa, pero yung pala mataas. In some cases, mga 1% or 1.5% higher than what could be. Kailan, yun mo nang tignan. Now, on top of that, obviously, pag gusto nyong accelerate yung repayment, there are a few methods that can be implemented para mabilisan yung pangbayad ng utang. We can go through that together if you want, Louie.
Sige. Sinalin ko sa Tagalog yung iyong mga tips. Yung number one, bayaran ninyo ang inyong utang sa pinakamabilis na paraan. Paano ba yun magagawa?
There's a few ways of doing that. So basically, at the moment, take advantage of the current low interest rate. So as per what I said kanina, your rate may be too high. So review and actually shop around, no? And then the next strategy is make extra home loan repayments. Kung kaya ng budget nyo, which a lot of the times kaya naman, make the extra repayment because it's accelerating the reduction of your debt. And at the moment, with the low rate, you will actually be able to pay your debt faster. Okay?
Halimbawa, siyang inutang na mayroong regular payment account, parang yung minimum lang ang binabayaran doon, di ba?
Correct. So ang habit ng mga tao is basically just paying off yung minimum na nilalabas dun sa set direct debit. Pero the good thing is, if you can actually set extra amount to be paid into your home loan, mas mabilis mababayaran yon. Okay? For example, you also have siguro savings, no? Salary nyo. Pwede nyo lagay yan sa home loan nyo o kaya against your offset. Okay? And by doing that, you're actually reducing the interest cost kasi yung offset account is reducing the amount of money or the amount of interest that's getting charged against your home loan.
Paliwanag mo nga kung anong ibig sabihin ng offset account.
Offset account is a savings account, no? It's a transactional savings account. Nakalink yan sa home loan nyo. Linked to the variable home loan. It usually cannot be linked to a fixed rate. So it's linked to your variable home loan. And what will happen is, halimbawa utang nyo is 100,000. Balance ng home loan nyo, at meron kayong 25,000 nasa savings account, which is an offset account. Now, kung wala kayong offset, normally, interest is getting charged at 100,000. But because you have an offset account, what happens is, because of 25,000 you have an offset, the net effect is actually charged on as the interest component. So 100 minus 25,000, you're only getting charged interest on the $75,000.
Ah, okay.
So, gano'n kayo nakaka-save.
Parang lumalabas na hindi naman nila kinukuha yung 25, but parang garantiya yon na maibabayad sa home loan kung sakali.
Correct. Okay. Hindi mo naman kailangan yung pera yon, kasi normally, kung hindi mo ginagamit yung pera yon, naka-save lang, nakalagay lang sa savings account, which is earning 2%. Yung home loan mo, chinacharge ka at 4 or 5%, di ba? So,
yeah.
Mas nakaka-save ka talaga doon.
Maganda yung step na yon. Okay. Ano pa yung iba?
Well, make sure that the bank that you pick calculates interest on a daily basis. Some banks calculate it on a monthly basis. That's it, kung kinakalculate on a daily basis and you're paying, let's say, fortnightly, okay, mas mabilis na re-reduce yung interest calculation. Okay, because the debt is lower on a daily basis rather than on a monthly basis.
So, madali siya, so bumababa yung principal dahil binabayaran
mo
ng malimit.
That's correct.
Okay.
Another basic strategy is making fortnightly repayments instead of monthly. No, most people will pay monthly kasi ganun ang automatic setup normally ng bangko unless tinanong. So basically, by making fortnightly payments, it's equivalent to making 30 months in a year. Kasi interest is, again, getting charged more regularly, and your principal debt is being reduced earlier or quicker. There's all other ways. The other option that you may consider is on the first day of settlement, upon the loan settling, pay off the first installment. Magbayad kayo sa umpisa rather than waiting a month afterwards. Kung babayaran mo on day one, you're already ahead from day one, and you're already saving interest from day one.
Ano naman yung related sa sweldo?
Well, basically, yung sweldo, what you could do is you could put your pay in line with your home loan repayment cycle. So basically, having your what you could do, Luis, have your income paid into your mortgage. So by having your salary paid into your mortgage, nandun lang siya. And then at the same time, what you do is you use credit card, okay? The credit card. Alam naman natin, ang credit card may grace period ng mga 55 days interest-free, di ba? So ang strategy dito is kinagamit mo yung interest-free component to pay for your day-to-day expenses.
Bigyan natin ng example, Jerome. Halimbawa, yung hulog ko sa banko is, let's say, 200 a month. Example. Sumusweldo ako ng 1,000. Yung buong 1,000, ilalagay ko ba doon sa payment? Ganun ba?
Yes, lagay mo sa payment until you actually need to actually fork it out and pay your credit card debt.
Maalis pa ba yun kung ibinayad ko na sa banko para doon sa mortgage? Makukuha ko pa?
If you have an offset or withdraw facility, then you will basically be able to. It's more, the funds is more easily withdrawable on offset. So it's always better to put it on offset. But if it's funds that you don't really need straight away, you can leave it on the redraw, okay? Because the redraw is less liquid. Mas liquid yung offset. Okay. When I say liquid, the ease of being able to redraw the money. Basically, it's all about the right way of structuring a loan. And you gotta understand, basically, yung interest rate, mababa ngayon. So you may want to secure yourself a good fixed rate. Pero ang problema dun is, hindi ka pwede magkaroon ng offset against fixed rate. So you have to have a balance or a mixture of fixed and variable.
Kausap natin si Jerome Balagtas, Executive Director ng One Solutions Group. May 16 na taong karanasan dito sa banking industry. Maraming salamat, Jerome, sa iyong panahon.
Maraming salamat, Louis. If I can just encourage people to review their home loan, and if they call in the next 2 days, I will offer a $500 rebate.
Uy, maganda yan.
Phone number is 0439-594-899.
0439-594-899. Maraming salamat ulit, Jerome.
Thank you. Salamat.
Okay. Bye-bye.